This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the 2018 Farm Progress Show. The World Pork Expo is taking place this week in Des Moines, Iowa. You can bet they'll be talking a lot about trade and possible trade disruptions. I'll talk about it coming up after this. Yeah, I know we're not very far in the summer, but a lot of folks are already thinking about what will take place the end of August. This year's Farm Progress Show. Don't let it sneak up on you. Get the days on your calendar now. August 28th, 29th, and 30th. Always the last Tuesday through Thursday, just ahead of Labor Day. This will be the 65th year for the nation's largest outdoor farm event. And the crops are coming along well there, I understand. The first of the corn was planted April 26th. 2 days later, they had all of the 360 acres of corn in the ground that'll be used for field demonstrations come August. Oh, by the way, it sure is a short maturity corn they plant. 78 to 80-day maturity, so the combines can roll. And the ride and drive opportunities can be staged. And the tillage and stover baling demos can take place, too. Get the dates on your calendar for the Farm Progress Show. August 29th through the 30th at Boone, Iowa. Coming up this week at the World Pork Expo at the Iowa State Fairgrounds, there will be two administration officials. They are at least scheduled to appear there, including the Chief Agricultural Negotiator for the Office of the Trade Representative, Greg Dowd, is due to address the pork producers. That'll be coming up on Thursday, and I would imagine they'll have many questions if he will take those questions. The National Pork Producers Council, among the groups expressing concern about President Trump's move last week to implement tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Mexico and Canada and the European Union. And the National Pork Council warned about the economic consequences and called for an end to the trade disputes, including the one with China. In retaliation for U.S. tariffs put on those shipments, the tariffs announced on April 2nd, China imposed an additional 25% tariff on U.S. pork. And the National Pork Council is very concerned about the fallout that could happen. According to Iowa State University economist Dermot Hayes, hog futures have dropped by about $18 an animal, amounting to a loss when it's calculated on an annualized basis, a loss since March 1st in the pork industry of $2.2 billion. The National Pork Council points out that the market disruptions come at a time when U.S. pork has been expanding production up to record levels. To put in perspective how important our exports are, if you take a look back at the month of March, exports accounted for 27.5% of the total pork production of the United States. That was down just a little bit, down from about 28% of our total pork produced in the United States in March of last year. I'll be back after this.